And we continue on this weekend's Motherlode Views, talking about election issues, some big changes coming in Tuolumne County as part of the implementation of the voter's choice model. We've been joined in studio this weekend by Tuolumne County Clerk and Auditor Controller Debbie Bautista. So, Ms. Bautista, you know, one more time, so the drop boxes and the vote centers, you know, where will these exactly be located and when will people start to see them?
Well, the drop-off boxes are already in place, and the drop-off boxes are at Columbia Elementary. You'll see a white box that one can actually drive up to, drop off your ballots, not even get out of your car. Then at the Sonora Library, at the Miwok Library, and at the Junction, you'll see white boxes in all four of those places. And of course, there's always a drop-off box at my office, 2 South Green Street. Now, that one will be rolled in at night. The other ones are cemented into the ground and aren't leaving. They're pretty heavy duty. We have some pictures of a car and the drop-off boxes meeting and the car lost. The drop-off box is still kind of standing and the car is pretty squished. So it would be very difficult for someone to take. We've been asked that question a lot. Well, can somebody take the box away? It would be really difficult for one to do that. Also, the slot in which to put the ballots in is really small. You can only put in about 2 ballots at a time, so that people trying to put in other things like a book or water or something will be really difficult to do. So when you're driving around and you want to see the drop-off boxes, there are the white drop-off boxes. During election time, we'll have signs up. We'll be able to, for anybody to be able to see where the drop-off boxes are from a distance. And we highly encourage you to use the drop-off boxes to drop off your ballots. Then we're going to work with the sheriff's office and his community service group to pick up those ballots on a daily basis. And they will be open to the public on February 4th.
Then the voting centers, will those roll out gradually?
They do roll out gradually. Now, remember, 2 South Green Street, my office is an early voting center, so it will be open from February 3rd all the way up to the election day, including the last 2 weekends. But the 4 vote centers will be open, 2 of them, Tuolumne Memorial Hall and Wilson Realty in Jamestown, will be open from February 22nd to March 3rd. Except for March 3rd, they'll be open up from 7 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night. That's election day. But from the 22nd to, from Saturday to Monday, they'll be opened up from 8:30 to 4:30. And the last 2, Groveland Library and Twain Hart Bible Church up in Twain Hart, which used to be, I think, the old Black Oak School, will be open from February 29th through Election Day, and the Saturday through the Monday, they'll be open up from 8:30 in the morning till 4:30 at night. So we're encouraging everybody to come early and vote. Check out the new equipment. If you want to vote with the touch screens, you can vote with the touch screens. If you still want to vote using a pen, you can still use a pen. If you're a no party preference person and you have forgotten to send us information to cross over, you can cross over at any of the vote centers. If you decide that you are a no party preference person and are voter and you want to cross over to a party that's not allowing crossover, you'll have to re-register to vote, and your vote will be a provisional ballot till we can validate that you haven't voted anyplace else.
And if you decide you want to just drop it in the mail, that's an option as well?
Absolutely. You could do the old-fashioned drop it in the post office, but remember, the drop-off center or drop-off boxes we're picking up and bringing right to our office. If you drop it off in the mail, then it goes to Sacramento and then it comes to our office. The other thing that's different about this election is that we, the office, the elections office, pay for all of the ballots to be sent back to us. They're all prepaid. Don't put a stamp on it. You'll waste your money. Just drop it off, and you can mail it in at any post office.
Are there deadlines coming up regarding registering to vote?
Right. Registering to vote is February 18th, but that means that you can register all the way up to February 18th. We'll have the information. We'll send you your vote by mail ballot with whatever party you registered to vote. You can still vote and register after the 18th, but you have to do it in person. You have to come to one of the vote centers, or you have to come to my office, the early voting center, and do it then, because there isn't enough time to process your ballot and mail it back to you and have you mail it back to us. Because remember, your ballot, if you're going to mail it, needs to be postmarked no later than March 3rd for us to count it. And then we count all ballots that we receive for 3 days all the way up till that Friday, as long as they're postmarked March 3rd. If they're postmarked the 4th or the 5th, they're not counted. The drop-off boxes will be locked after 8 o'clock on March 3rd. You won't be able to drop off a ballot. So please don't wait till the very end to mail in your ballot. Mail it in before that Tuesday, and you won't have any worries about your ballot being counted.
But theoretically, if you've never voted before, never registered, you could show up to your office on election day, fill out the form, and vote right there?
You could show up at any of the 5 vote centers, including my office, on March 3rd if you've never registered or you just moved into Tuolumne County from another area, another state, or another county, and register to vote that day and actually vote that day. You'll be given an envelope to put them in, and we won't, again, process that ballot as a live ballot until we validate that you didn't vote anywhere else in the state of California.
If you've moved within the last year and say you have a new supervisor district, should they contact your office?
Absolutely. If you've moved in the last year or so, you should re-register to vote. You can re-register online, and it's really simple. When I changed my name when I got married, it took me less than 5 minutes. So go to www.sos.ca.gov. There is a little box that says register to vote. Click on that, fill it all out, and it'll be in my office within 24 hours.
So the primary coming up on March 3rd, you know, after that date, how long do you think it'll take to know all the winners of all these races?
Well, one of the things that we're really excited about, or at least I'm really excited about, BJ, is that with the SB 450, we're going to eliminate most of the provisional ballots. Remember, again, like we talked about, that when we had precincts and you went into a precinct that you were not on their roster, they would give you a ballot and you would put your ballot in a pink envelope, a provisional ballot, and then we would have to process those ballots. Well, that was like 1,400 ballots that we would get in on election night that we would have to process, and we would process them after we processed all the vote by mail, after we processed all of the precinct ballots. Then we would validate that you did not vote, and then we would process those provisional ballots. The majority of those provisional ballots were on the wrong ballot type, so then we would have to duplicate that. That would take us days. We're hoping, and logically, since you can go into any vote center and get your true ballot, that the majority of those 1,400 provisional ballots we won't be dealing with, and we'll be just dealing with maybe a couple hundred of people who walk in and register to vote within those last couple days, and they will be a lot easier to process and faster. So we're hoping that we're going to finish. We have 29 days in which to certify the election, and we're usually within a week of that 29 days. I'm hoping that we'll be actually earlier than that.
As long as it's stamped by election day, it counts, and vote by mail?
Correct. As long as there is a postmark from the post office, or go to one of the drop-off centers and drop it off before 8 o'clock, then we will count your ballots.
Debbie, we've run out of time, but we've touched on a lot of good information. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you soon. Again, we thank Tuolumne County Clerk and Auditor Controller Debbie Bautista for being our guest. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. See you back next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life of the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.